Up a narrow flight of stairs is a cafe where 10 people sit around a table. For some of them, it's the first time they've been out in weeks. They're here for an editorial meeting of the Hikikimori newspaper. It's written by shut-ins about their experience. The first order of business is to talk about their own daily struggles, just to get out the door. One man says he's tired all the time and doesn't want to socialize, but is pushing himself to do it. Hikikomori are defined as people who haven't left their homes or interacted with anyone for 6 months. The editor of the paper is Naohira Kimura. He's 33, tall, and soft-spoken. And he says he hardly left his house for 10 years.
It was a very painful period. It wasn't just that I was sad. There was this deep loneliness that made me feel like I was getting sicker and sicker.
It began as he was preparing to take the law school entrance exam. Months and then years went by, as his peers got jobs and moved on. But he couldn't bring himself to take the test. Ashamed, he stayed inside, leaving only to buy food.
I felt like I was being left behind, left out of society, and physically, I kept getting worse. So I started buying psychology books and exercising, running, doing bench presses.
During that 10 years, did you ever seek professional help? Or were you really just working on it on your own?
No, I was too ashamed to share my feelings with a doctor. And I know most treatment for depression involves drugs, and drugs aren't good for you. Plus, I really didn't consider myself a shut-in. I just couldn't see what was happening.
He only began to understand when his mother sought psychiatric help for her own stress over his condition. She brought him to see Tamaki Saito, a psychologist who coined the term hikikomori in the 80s. Was that a surprise to you when you heard them give you that label?
I was upset and angry. I thought he was making a fool of me.
It's not surprising. Hikikomori carries a stigma here, even though it's so widespread that the Crown Princess of Japan was considered a shut-in for a time. But Kimura eventually accepted his diagnosis, and counseling helped mend his relationship with his mother. So there are obviously lonely people everywhere, but how do you explain why there are so many shut-ins in Japan?
It's a society that's not very accepting of mistakes. And so if people make a mistake, they become ashamed and basically retreat to their home.
It is not a sickness, it is not an illness either.
Kikulio Aoki runs a clinic funded by the Tokyo government that provides counseling and job placement for hikikomori.
This has more become really a social condition.
Many of the people she sees were children who refused to go to school and are now middle-aged adults searching for direction. Sometimes families of hikikomori get so desperate they call in high-priced so-called support organizations to physically force people out of the house. Scenes from these violent interventions have even broadcast on national television, like this one showing men pounding on a hikikomori's door. Kimura says seeing one of these shows inspired him to start the newspaper. He wanted to give shut-ins a way to explain themselves, especially to their parents.
I want people to understand that shut-ins aren't lazy. They want to have human relationships, so we shouldn't attack them. We should approach them with warmth.
They're not a small group either, 500,000 according to government estimates. And that doesn't include people over 40. Kimura thinks the real number is closer to 1 million. And in the newspaper's inaugural issue, his team accused the government of understating the problem. Since then, they've covered everything, from housewife shut-ins to cherry blossom parties for people who rarely leave home. At the editorial meeting over glasses of spicy plum tea, the writers consider the theme for the next issue. Kimura suggests they look at the parents' experience.
The families have been extremely happy because before this, they couldn't understand their children's experience.
But there is one issue.
Many of the writers got used to working and more are going back to work, so that's good. But now I have fewer people to do the paper.
That's great though, congratulations. for you personally, is it sort of therapeutic to come together with like-minded people and talk these things over?
For me, the paper developed my interpersonal communication, and that helped me overcome my depression. You know, hikikomori are not unique to Japan. There are people all over the world who feel this kind of pain. If people are lonely, if they're suffering, it's really important to reach out and communicate with other people. That's how you start to heal.
For The World, Abigail Leonard, Tokyo.